This is Ozarks at Large. Thanks for spending part of your Wednesday with us. This week, Once on This Island is on stage at Walton Arts Center. The musical, the 2018 Tony winner for Best Revival for a Musical, is about a young woman risking everything for love and challenging gods along the way. This morning, Tamira Gray, who is Papa Gay, the deity of death in the production, came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. She's been on Broadway, in Rent, and in Once on This Island, on television and series, including Boston Public, and she was a top-tier finisher in the first season of American Idol. She says she has delighted in investing into the character of Papa Gay for Once on This Island.
I'm one of those actors who, once rehearsal is done, I'm still going into the wee hours of the night to get it all drilled in my head. And as playing Papa Gay, there's so much literature out there that you can draw on from myths about the Dark One or the Demon of Death. And I basically read a lot of different stories. And there's this book called The Divine Horseman, which talks about the Haitian deities. And Papa Gay is basically, he's the god of the crossroads. So he's the shepherd that brings in those two. There's another deity above him. But in our show, he is the demon of death. He is the one who takes you away. And so from all the work that I did, it basically is now just infused in my character. And when we started the rehearsal process where we were no longer allowed to have our book with us and it was all memorized, all of a sudden this voice came out. And then it was like, and this is how I'm going to talk. And Papa Gay is usually played by a man. So I didn't want any form of myself to show forth. Like, I felt like if you could recognize me and my character, then I wasn't doing my job.
That sounds challenging.
Well,
it sounds like work. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but it sounds like,
well, yeah, acting is work. You know, you do the work so that you can feel free and play and live in the moment when you're on stage. And, you know, that's what I wanted to be able to do because I've never played the villain, never played the bad guy, and no one's ever seen the demon of death. So that means that there's no rules. So as the only thing that's stopping you is your own imagination. And I have a very vivid one. So I wanted to go in, you know, and just really live in this world of my character.
You enjoy this.
I do so very much. I feel very blessed.
This is a story, I think, that you could say is about one finding one's place.
Yes.
And that's a universal story.
It's a universal story indeed. Yes. And Timoun, she was, when she was small, she was separated from her mother in a storm. And so she believes that the gods saved her in order for her to unite the two sides of the island. Our show deals with colorism. So you've got the light-skinned blacks who are the wealthy, and you've got the dark-skinned blacks who are the peasants. And Timoun, which means adopted daughter, Timoun is one of the peasants. And when this light-skinned black boy named Daniel crashes on her side of the island, she says, ah, I found my purpose. This is why the gods saved me. I'm going to unite the two sides. And, you know, our ancestors once fell in love, and this time they're going to solidify the deal. And so she cannot be distracted or she is 100% in faith and believes that that's her purpose. And so my job and the other gods' job is to manipulate her along the way, you know, and as she's on her journey, there's nothing anybody can say or do that will derail her. And, you know, and I think that we've all been through that. You know, when you have a journey, I remember myself when I was a little girl, right before I competed in American Idol, I'd been singing forever and my mom had it. She was like, you need a real job. And I was like, but I have a job and this is what I want to do. She's like, you're not making any money. And if you don't get a job, I'm going to kick you out. And if it wasn't for her boyfriend, who was like, she's almost there. Like, give her a second. You know, I would have probably been on that. Well, we've all been on that similar journey, I think. You know, so, yeah.
And it's about still believing in yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and what's that tightrope between believing in yourself and
I think that
being delusional or, well, that's not fair. But, you know.
It is fair, though, because there are things like, I, you know, if I relate it to my own story, my mom thought that I was delusional. Like, you've been trying for this for so long and it hasn't happened. When are you going to give it up? You know, and it takes a true commitment and belief in oneself to go after something that seems unobtainable. And that's what Timun does, despite her parents telling her, no, you can't do this. He will not fall in love with you. That's not the way this world works. And she says, no, I will be the change, you know, and I believe that that is the faith and the conviction that we all have when we're going after a dream that seems, you know, so far and impossible.
Is it too much to extrapolate from this when you're a character and you're thinking about going beyond and I will be the change, not just thinking about romantic love or your own personal dream, but you could be the change? Bigger?
Yes.
Societal?
Absolutely. And as my character, for instance, you know, everybody has this idea of death or the evil one as not being able to change. You know, like, it's very strict. You bring forth death and there is no sense of compassion, no sense of love. You can't be changed. And the thing that I love about our story is that my character, who has lost faith in humanity and their ability to stay honorable and hold up their end of the bargain and love one another, doesn't believe in that anymore. To see that Timun, despite the fact that this boy has used her and has basically taken advantage of her, still says no in that pivotal moment when I offer her to get rid of him. She says, no, I made this bargain. And I'm going to stay here. And it changes my heart because she does give her soul for him. And I then rediscover compassion.
You're able, at playing a deity representing death and unknown, you're able to find the humanity.
I'm able to find the humanity in that. And I feel like that is what we all, as human beings, seek in our life. You know, and Timun is that character that is the ultimate, not just the ultimate sacrifice, but the ultimate sense of compassion, the ultimate sense of love. You know, she says, hey, I've made these choices and I loved you with my whole being and I'm not sorry for it.
Well, congratulations on all the success you've had and that you're going to have. And thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Tamira Gray is Papa Gay, the deity of death in the national touring production of Once on This Island. It's at the Walton Arts Center through Sunday afternoon. You can find out more at waltonartcenter.org.